And 6:30, cloudy and 70 degrees. Good morning, I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The Tulsa County Sheriff's Office faces a lawsuit over courthouse deputies allegedly forcing a Muslim woman to remove her hijab after she set off a metal detector last month. The ACLU Oklahoma legal fellow, Megan Lambert, says female deputies should have taken the woman to a private area, but a male deputy likened the scarf to a hoodie.
Asking a Muslim woman to publicly remove her hijab is akin to asking her to publicly remove her shirt.
The sheriff's office says deputies made the best decision under the circumstances, sending the woman with female deputies between two cars and out of the sight of male deputies and the public. It appears at least one of three proposed outlet malls for the Tulsa area will be built. Signage is up at Jinx for the premium outlets. The sign says the shops will open in 2020. The center is being built near the Creek Turnpike and the Oklahoma Aquarium. The Oklahoma Multi-County Grand Jury is looking into the State Health Department scandal. Former Director Terry Klein testified before that jury yesterday in closed-door proceedings. He resigned as the department director after it was learned that $30 million were missing. As the earth continues to shake in north central Oklahoma, the residents there are growing weary. There have been over a half dozen earthquakes in the last 48 hours, and at least three of those have been 4.0 or larger. The quakes have been centered near the town of Crescent. We talked with this woman at a convenience store in the Logan County town.
Actually, this morning I was driving, and I think when you're driving, maybe you don't feel it as much, but the other... I think it was yesterday or the day before, there was one like at 2:30 in the morning, and it woke me up out of sleep.
She says each quake is scary, and unlike Oklahoma tornadoes, there are no warnings for the quakes. A suspect in an Amber Alert is now in custody, and her daughter, the subject of that Amber Alert, is safe. Tulsa Police Officer Jeannie McKenzie says Tahira Ahmed was arrested downtown after a tip from a citizen.
The caller was concerned that it could possibly be the Amber Alert victim. Officers arrived on location, and it actually was the Amber Alert victim.
The 8-year-old appears to be in good condition. Police say the woman bound and gagged her three daughters, stabbed the eldest, and then set the house on fire before running off with the 8-year-old. The cleanup continues in Copan from heavy weather earlier in the week. Meanwhile, folks in Grady County in south central Oklahoma are dealing with debris this morning from storms that hit there yesterday. Our weather forecast, showers and thunderstorms possible this morning, cloudy with a high today of 85. Now cloudy and 70. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.